We're speaking this morning with Assistant Superintendent for the Richmond School District, Brock Dover. Well, Mr. Dover, it's that time of year. I know that nominations are being accepted for the Wall of Honor. We've talked about this in the past, but if we have some listeners that aren't familiar with the program and how it works, tell us exactly what the Wall of Honor is.
The Wall of Honor is established to recognize and honor individuals who have consistently exemplified leadership, contribution, some longevity within our school community. And the eligibility for the Wall of Honor, you either have to be an alumni or a graduate of the Richmond R16 High School, a volunteer who has volunteered time or resources unselfishly for the betterment of the Richmond R16 School District, or have been a faculty or staff member, current or former, of the Richmond R16 School District. And the selection committee, the Wall of Honor Selection Committee, is appointed by the Richmond Education Foundation. And as a committee, we meet to review and evaluate all nominations, as well as notify both the nominees and the nominators of the committee's decisions. And then anyone may nominate individuals for consideration by the selection committee. And all nominations must be received in writing using the nomination forms on our Richmond R16 website. And those forms are due August 1st, so that's next Friday.
Coming up pretty quickly. Mr. Dover, how long has this program been in existence, and how many people have we honored in that time?
2010 is when we started the Wall of Honor. And since that time, I believe that we have nominated or inducted, I should say, 14 folks, and very deserving. We hope to continue with that this year.
How many nominations do you typically receive?
Typically anywhere from the neighborhood of 2 to 6 is kind of what we've had here as of late, the last few years. And we look forward to getting as many as we can, because that's the whole goal, is to have these folks nominated and to get them inducted if they meet the criteria.
Great way to honor those individuals. So once that final decision is made, if my memory serves me correctly, maybe it was made around homecoming time 1 year. I don't know. Remind me when that announcement will be made and what kind of ceremony, et cetera, there will be.
Sure. Here's kind of our timetable. The cutoff is August the 1st, and then we meet as a committee on August the 4th. And review all the nominations, and then we have a vote, obviously, for the nominations. And then for immediate release, we'll release the information regarding the nominations or the folks that will be inducted around August the 15th, the week of the 15th. And then we host the Richmond Education Foundation, hosts the Wall of Honor ceremony at our homecoming game, which will be this year, Friday, September 26th, here at Spartan Stadium, Tom Adams Field. And we have a plethora of opportunities to showcase the inductees. We have the homecoming parade, which we put our inductees in the parade. There's a Wall of Honor tailgate dinner that happens that evening at 5:30 prior to the football game. And then there's a Wall of Honor pregame ceremony right after the tailgate dinner, in which that's when we present the plaques to the class of 2014 inductees, and then return the plaques to the class of 2013 inductees, and then they get to take their plaque that hangs in the high school and keep it for themselves as a keepsake, them or their family. And so that's kind of the timetable for it. And we just are looking forward to that opportunity and want to thank our contributors who have contributed last year, which was the Richmond All Sports Club, Thurman Funeral Home, the State Bank, and Swafford Ford. And they've been very helpful in the donations.
Very good. I will put a link on our website to your website where they can find those nomination forms. Anything else that you would like to add or that we need to talk about this morning?
No, we look forward to receiving these nominations like you and I spoke about, and I'll be happy to get back with you and pleased to get back to you whenever we get those names, and just looking forward to that date.
Very good. Excellent program for the school district.